Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Testament to today being another example of starting out on a new journey. Every day is a new opportunity for you to do something new, to think something new, to act in a new way. It's only natural to do what you sort of grown up around or what you're used to doing, but let's just try doing one thing differently today. Want to do that? How about it? Never again are you can pick one thing about your life or what you do that you don't want to do anymore, and then just don't do it. How about that? Is that hard to do, ladies, or not? Can you do it?
I think we could do it.
Take one thing. One thing and one thing only, and just dump it. I would ask you if you can come up with what that person or, well yeah, who do you know?
Dump my plumber.
Right. All right, tell that story. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Well, so what happened with the plumber?
I had a leaky, so I admittedly have this weird shower. It's a steam shower, and it looks like a space pod, and it's beautiful, and it's probably the best thing in my house. But it had a leaky handle, and so I called a plumber. Actually, I called an American Home Shield. I'll give them a shout-out since they might hear from me later today that there's a warning, which is an insurance company that's supposed to take care of all the stuff.
Well, you damn as an advertiser, remember?
Yeah. So I called them. I pay my $75. The plumber comes out, fixes the toilet that was leaking in the same bathroom and the leaky handle, and said, okay, everything's fine. Except there was a strange part that he left sitting on my sink, but I thought maybe he just wanted me to see it and throw it away because, you know, hey, whatever. And so I just visited the old shower this morning, and it was a cold shower for me today. The hot water has been apparently deactivated.
Uh-oh.
Well, is it one of those circular, it's a uniform, it's not a handle for hot and cold, it's a one that is blended?
This is a steam shower, and it's two-sided, so it's got like a bunch of different jets. It's got like a jacuzzi tub, and then
the controls.
The spray. The controls are two handles, so one controls one side, the other controls the other, and then they're both hot and cold, so you can actually have separate heat things. So both of them were not giving me hot water, because I tried them both. Yeah, so I get rid of my plumber today.
Okay. Good for you.
Victoria, if you're listening, you'll be getting a call later.
All right, what about you, Victoria?
What about me what? I don't have a plumber.
No. That's good. Glad to hear that you don't
need
a
plumber. I've got one you can have.
Right.
Yeah. Something that you would like to not experience again in your life. Start something new and dispose of something old. What would be the thing in your life that you'd like to dispose of?
I don't really have anything I want to dispose of.
How about, I got one for you. How about this year?
I would love to not have to go through this kind of a year.
Okay, there it is. Dispose of the year. Say yes to that. And then tally-ho. Okay, early voting is something that I think is going to be very distressing. The results of it, I think it's a whole can of worms, like an unbelievable mess that's been created around our system. But, Victoria, you've been sort of watching this. Both of you have. There are some strong signs that a lot of people are voting early, which is, I think, pretty un-American, actually, when you get right down to it, because who knows what's going to happen. I know it could be in the presidential sweepstakes that you've made up your mind, but what about all the other things? It's not just about president. See, that's the thing. People think every 4 years I do my duty, I vote for the president. No.
But I already know who I'm voting for on the down ballot stuff, so I don't get it. What's the problem with voting?
Well, there are a lot of, in my community, for example, we have several ballot issues, and the conversation between the pro and the con continues, and there are new things that are coming to the surface on both sides every day, and probably will up until Election Day.
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example for people in North Carolina who may be watching their Senate race. The Senate race there was just rocked by Tom Tillis is the Republican. He's the incumbent. But the Democrat challenger, I'm trying to remember his name. It's something that is so funny to me. It sounds like a superhero name. A sales guy, Cal, I'll look it up. But he got caught in a huge cheating scandal with his wife. He's got all these mistresses that are coming out. And so for those people who may have already thought they were going to vote for him and maybe this was a deal breaker, and I'm not saying that it is or should be or whatever, but certain people think that certain things are deal breakers. This scandal came out now. And so for people who have already voted and maybe want to get that back, they can't do it.
Yeah. Here's
I think it's Cal Cunningham, by the way.
Could be.
Cal Cunningham. Good alliteration. SUVs. Well, in terms of people, but going back to your initial question, so there are states that are breaking records. In Texas, in Harris County, Texas, they broke the first day of early voting record. Then they broke the second day record. And then in Travis County, Texas, this is kind of interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen this happen. A record 97% of Travis County's estimated 850,000 eligible voters are registered to vote for this election. So 97% of voters. Yeah, it's great. So, I think people are more engaged in it. I think people are, they want to make sure more than ever that their vote counts, whether you're voting on, either side of the aisle.
Yes,
I think everyone is really concerned about that.
Yep.
So I don't see a problem with it. And Jen's right. I mean, there could be, a scandal that pops up like that. Sure. Does that happen all the time? No. I think that's much more the exception than the rule, but... I think it's great that more and more people are out there. People are waiting on hours long lines. Yeah. And so, people are serious about their vote. And I think it's good. We're engaged. It's difficult and it feels, very emotional and tensions are high, but people are more engaged than ever. And I think
An example of something where, at least heretofore, I haven't cared what. And I'm not sure I even care now about what celebrities say, but there's this whole thing, and it came to a head, I thought, in the Billboard Music Awards, Kelly Clarkson hosting, they were in a studio, but there wasn't anybody in the audience, and then Demi Lovato comes out and goes on with his anti-Trump performance and says she doesn't care whether it ruins her career. So does it make a difference what Demi Lovato thinks? Would you decide to vote or not to vote for Trump or Biden because of what Demi Lovato says? The performance was
like
something
anybody
called Commander-in-Chief. Not vague at all. I mean, you knew exactly where she stood when that was all over. Go ahead, Victoria.
But it's like, I don't understand this backlash of, celebrities or athletes, shut up and dribble and all that nonsense. Every single human being who is a U.S. citizen who can vote is of equal value. It doesn't matter what your occupation is.
Yeah, I think the difference is the platform size. And so I think traditionally in Hollywood, you had stars try to stay away from this because they didn't want to isolate their audience. Really, for me, I feel like these stars are not here for me because they're not just talking about who they like. They're talking about their hatred for the other person. So I know that Demi Lovato hates me because I'm going to vote for President Trump. And so why, if I know someone hates me, am I going to consume
their
product?
Well, I think that's her point. So she's saying, look, I'm putting it all out there, and if people want to continue to support me, fine. And if they don't, that's fine, too. She's not saying she's trying to have it all. She's admitting, like, look, I might lose my part of my audience. I don't think she really will.
The hatred and the vitriol really
irritates
me.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
Tommy Lee, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Tommy Lee, has been really vocal over this election cycle about Trump and about people who vote for him. And one of his most recent gems says, you Trumpsters better pray that liberals never gain control of the White House again, because we are going to pay you back so blanking hard for all of this.
Planned
Parenthood's on every damn corner. We're going to repaint Air Force One blank hat pink and fly it over your beloved Bible Belt 6 days a week, tossing birth control pills, condoms, and atheist literature from the cockpit. I mean, and he keeps going.
Has anyone ever cared about Tommy Lee? Because I don't.
It doesn't matter, though, Victoria, because it gets attention, because he has a platform. It doesn't matter. I don't really like Demi Lovato's music. I don't really listen to her. It's not my choice. But the thing is she has a platform. Tommy Lee has a platform. They all have platforms.
Well, we all have platforms here, too.
We all do.
But every single person on social media has a platform.
Not to the extent of Tommy Lee.
I think it's just to be ignored. It's interesting that it happened, but I think it's to be... I'm looking at the expressions on what's her face? She didn't know what to do, so I just keep it moving. Kelly Clarkson.
10 seconds is this. I can't stand that people can't actually, they're not smart enough to talk about what they don't like and what they do like and what they think is better, and they can't verbalize that. Instead, they just have to spew hatred. And for that, I think that's a real shame.
Yep. That's what gets back to what I was talking about earlier with regard to the status of things in our country. Bring on Utopia. The DJV download. Let's see the latest one. We focus on Nicole Kidman and that reboot of the movie, which everybody's wondering why is it going to happen. And Chuck Curry says, well, because they're going to make some money out of it. Women who give birth later in life, their status. We talk about that on the DJV download. And then the that sort of shotgun wedding that took place at the Target store. If you haven't heard that story, you want to listen to our latest DJV download. It's at djvshow.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Hi, here we are. Speaking of, now we were just talking up here with something that's not helpful. Jessica Alba and Ashley Graham were together in a circumstance this week talking about their breastfeeding their babies in public and how they were mom shamed for doing it. What's the matter with? Why would, if you're covered up, it bother you? What business is it of yours if somebody next to you or the next table or the next room, whatever it is breastfeeding her child?
I never, a caveat. If they're trying to be modest and respectful, I never have a problem with that. But there's some people who make a statement, and you're like, whoa, hi, nice to see you.
I remember when Tony used to breastfeed our children in public, and I went, quickly went into the angry zone when people would say something about it because none of their damn business. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Special performance from Doug Steffen because he loves to say goo goo. It's like Gaga. I love Lady Gaga's name because Gaga. It's so fun to say, and so is Goo Goo, the Goo Goo Dolls. Have an announcement, full-scale live stream concert coming, performing hits from all their catalog of hits. Live stream concert set for 24th of this month. The gig will be live streamed via Fan Tracks, feature a full-scale production, multi-camera viewing. And to make it more like an actual concert experience, a virtual merch table and fan meet and greet. How about that? Merchandise from the Goo Goo Dolls. What do they have? Like shirts and stuff?
T-shirts. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Like the usual things that you would see at a concert venue.
Right. Tickets for the live stream concert on sale now via Goo Goo Dolls Inner Machine Fan Club, followed by a general on sale Friday of this week, I think. A week after the live stream, Goo Goo Dolls are going to release their first ever holiday album. It's Christmas All Over is what it's called. It's coming at the end of October. A couple of more stations, by the way, changed to Christmas music this week. Various places in the country.
I'm here for it. I'm ready for Christmas.
Yep. Time for Christmas. Let's see. This particular song was recorded in lockdown. It features covers of the classics, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as well as two. You think I should join the Goo Goo Dolls, Victoria? Yes. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn king. All right, the Goo Goo Dolls are going out next year. Like everybody else in the world, there'll be a lot of concerts next year, starting at the San Diego County Fair Summer Concert Series in June. They'll be at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, in Huntington Bank Pavilion in Chicago. So they're moving around. And there'll be Vienna. What's the, Phil, what's the concert venue in Vienna?
Wolf Trap.
Wolf Trap, that's right, too. Okay, All right, so that's where they're going. The Goo Goo Dolls. Got it, ladies? The Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
25.
I need to tell you guys about Goo Goo clusters off the air, please.
Yeah.
Goo-goo. I know my Goo Goo.
Clusters, yes. All right, next up, the Kinks. Remember Lola? That was a very controversial song. If you listen to the lyrics, you understand why. It marked the 50th anniversary of the album Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1 with a big reissue pairs the remastered album with solo outtakes, demo recordings, performances on the BBC, unreleased material across the board. The Lola vs. Power Man reissue comes just in time for Christmas. In addition to tracks that feature Ray Davies, who was the lead singer, their scathing view of the music industry at the time, the album also boasted the iconic quasi-title track Lola, the Kinks hit, this is transgender stuff, in case you never heard the song. Crank it up a little bit, will you? That was pretty much, the lyric line was pretty much Lola, 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 Lola. But if you you can dig into it a little bit and get the gist of it. The album is a celebration of artistic freedom, including my own, and the right for anybody to be gender-free if they wish, says Ray Davies. The secret is to be good, be a trusting person, and a good friend. I noticed that Gloria Estefan's daughter has just come out. A lot of conversation about that. Have you ladies followed that?
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, interesting back and forth as to what she and her mother, how they played it. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, figure it out. 29 after the hour now as we hustle along here on today's DJV show.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big at Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in-rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said he will vote to confirm Judge Amy Barrett to the Supreme Court. He said, "After meeting with Judge Barrett and carefully reviewing her record and her testimony, I intend to vote in favor of her confirmation to the Supreme Court. I am confident that she will faithfully apply the law and our Constitution, impartially and regardless of policy preferences." A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle, Washington police car on fire while the officers were inside. USA Radio Network's Val Vior reports.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get a torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
NASCAR Cup Series returns to Kansas Speedway this weekend. Driver Clint Bowyer is coming home.
Looks like it's got cold fronts coming in. That's going to mean fast, speeds. Grip levels are probably going to be up. That's going to be good. That'll be a premium for, putting on a good show for what the fans, that we have there. Always fun to come back to Kansas. Looking forward to it. Cool track, special to me. It's going to be obviously more special this time around, and we'll be ready for it. Coming off a good weekend. Wasn't the weekend that we wanted, wasn't the finish that I feel like we deserved. We were extremely fast last weekend, but anytime you have a weekend like that, there's a pep in your step and it's excitement level for, not only me, but the rest of our team.
The Hollywood Casino 400 starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. In college football, the 10th-ranked program has halted football activities after several members of the team test positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The Florida Gators are heading into a highly anticipated matchup this Saturday with the defending national champion LSU Tigers. But the 10th-ranked team in the country has temporarily halted practices because five players have tested positive for COVID-19. Athletic Director Scott Strickland said in a statement Tuesday that the school is making the move out of an abundance of caution and that contact tracing is underway. Texas A&M, Florida's opponent last Saturday, says they haven't had any positive tests and will continue regular testing ahead of their game this week against Mississippi State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Decorating your day with lots of interesting conversation. That's the day-long aspirations of the DJV show. General Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. And yes, you can listen to the program all day long if you would like. Can you imagine somebody listening to the loop of this over and over again? It loops all day.
I don't play this game, but I actually do.
Really? Yes, that is true. Yes, kind of. Yeah, that's true. Let's just keep looping around.
I work in a place that just plays this over and over and over and over and over again.
Yep,
I can relive all of our best moments.
As CRN Digital, well, it's just called CRN Talk now, right? No more digital, even though it is digital.
CRN Digital
people
Talk.
Can find it. Yeah. CRN, what? Is it CRN Digital?
CRN Digital Talk, yeah.
Oh, I always get that confused. I don't know why. So you can find this program, yes, on one of the channels. What is it, Channel 5? Which channel?
You're on multiples. You're on right? 1 and 5. I think a 4 is in there as well.
Really?
Once in a while. Yeah.
Okay. Extra spins for the Dougster.
Yes, and for the Jennifer. What, you think it's me? You think I'm the reason that it plays on all those channels? Hello.
Pretty sure.
Let me think. Who is the name of the family that runs CRN? Let me think. It's spelled H-O-R-N. Oh, that must be why it appears there. Okay.
I think it's actually, it's Victoria's fault. Neither one of us.
Yeah, really? Is that it? Well, she's a
compelling... my dad likes Victoria. Sometimes he says he can't believe you think these things, but he said she's really good.
Wait, what?
What is it? I said my dad always compliments you. He thinks you're really, really good.
Oh, she's a good broadcaster.
Like,
oh,
sometimes he's like, I can't believe Victoria thinks that. I'm like, don't worry.
Right. Thinks like, oh, politically?
Yeah. Like every once in a while, I'll be like, she thinks that. And but he loves you. He thinks that you're a great talent. It's kind of like what I get. It's like what I get told all the time. Like when in Los Angeles, I do a radio show that has both conservative and a liberal, like we do here. And so it's so funny, depending on who comes up to you.
Yeah, but she's entertaining.
No, but it's funny because people will go, does he really believe that? Does she really believe that? It's really funny depending on who you are.
He's actually, the guy that she's, the Jennifer's on with, is actually quite an experienced and good broadcaster. He's had a long time in Los Angeles, and he is a good broadcaster.
Does a funny
That's
Trump.
Nice of you.
Yeah, he does great voices. So he really does. Yeah, he does good voices. All right, let's get to some vaccine news or COVID news. What's the latest, Victoria?
Well, two different vaccine stories are trending today. The first one, kind of controversial. I don't know if you guys saw this. It went viral pretty quickly. Pfizer has announced that it is going to start testing children for their vaccine trial. And so they have received an FDA approval to test children as young as 12 years old. The Cincinnati Children's Hospital is going to start giving these vaccines to 16 and 17-year-olds this week, and then they're going to, I guess, lower the age after that. So I don't know. A lot of parents kind of were very vocal on social media when this news broke, saying, you know, they don't know if it's safe to give to their children. It kind of feels a little like guinea pigs. I don't know. If it was my kid, I wouldn't do it, but... You know, we'll see. Pfizer is one of four companies now. They're in phase three of clinical trials. And we've already seen two other companies. AstraZeneca, I think, was one. And then Johnson & Johnson, they both had to halt their studies because people became ill. So let's hope that's what makes me nervous about involving children. Let's hope that something horrible, you know, doesn't happen during these trials with kids. Because I don't know. I'm not a parent. You know, Jen's a stepmom. Doug, you're a parent. As parents, would you let your kids sign up for this, to volunteer for this?
Why is it up to the children? Why isn't it up to the parents?
Well, I'm saying, would you let your child do this?
No.
Right. I wouldn't even do it
myself. You know,
yeah,
especially when you see some of the results of something. Somebody's got to do it, I suppose. They're paying people to do it because they can't get anybody to do it.
But that makes me feel like parents are just taking money and letting their children become guinea pigs.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. That's true. But you see some of these trials, of what, two or three we've talked about this week, that have been halted because of negative results. I know you got to test it on somebody or in some way, and there's such a push to get it done.
I just feel like consenting adults, that's one thing.
Yes.
But when parents are signing up their 12-year-olds, I have a huge problem with that.
Yep. The United States has signed a deal to expand the manufacturing of products needed to make the vaccines. Apparently, the agreement was made with a company called Cytiva. Is that right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Cytiva.
CY? Yeah, maybe. Sativa, isn't that marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It's spelled differently.
It's
a strain of marijuana, yeah.
Is it? Listen,
you should probably catch up on this stuff, Doug. Are you growing weed? Like, what is your deal?
We haven't got the building up yet. Anyway, the president's, the Operation Warp Speed to get that, God, these lovely names the government comes up with. Operation Warp Speed. To get a vaccine out there at the speed of warp, which is... Does anybody know from Star Trek how fast that actually is? What's warp speed?
I only know the ones from Spaceballs.
There's
stupid speed, ludicrous speed. I don't know. That's all I
shot the other night.
Ludicrous speed was the best one.
Yeah.
Ludicrous speed. Yeah, that was
the
best
one. And their face flies back. It's fun.
Right.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the company's going to be paid $31 million to boost manufacturing, according to the Health and Human Services.
But what are they manufacturing if we don't even have a proven vaccine yet?
Listen.
It's
Operation
Warp
Speed. We're gonna develop something that doesn't exist yet. And that's what Operation Warp Speed's all. You didn't get that? That's what
I
warp
think by
is.
The time
you get to where you're going before you left.
I think
that's
by the time that this vaccine becomes really stabilized and effective, this whole thing is gonna be over. That's just what
I think.
You may
be right. Yeah, I think even though it doesn't seem it at the moment. It's on its way down. Although Bill Gates has said something the last couple of days, this fall is going to be worse than the summer. That is a good positive way of looking at it.
Okay.
We're already seeing that in spikes. In my county, this is so annoying. I've been talking about living at the death toll. Well, yeah, the death toll is down, I guess. People dying
not
from
as
it.
Serious.
But the number of cases and hospitalizations are on the way back up again. Ventilator use is back up again. In my county alone, in Monmouth County, New Jersey, the cases are up 85%. That's just, it's ridiculous. It doesn't need to be this way. And it's just irresponsible people, no one wearing a mask, everyone partying. I'm so sick of people partying. Like, yeah, we all want to party, okay? But we can't right now. Just be an adult and be responsible. And instead, people are doing the opposite, and now here we are.
Yep.
And it affects
the
economy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please, Jennifer, question.
What is it? Maybe I'm making this up, but is there a conspiracy theory with Bill Gates and the vaccines and coronavirus?
How do you mean?
I've been hearing.
He's donated hundreds of millions of dollars toward research and treatment, testing, that kind of stuff, looking for a vaccine. So what is
the conspiracy theory against him? Or I don't know. I haven't heard anything other than.
Well, how he could make a lot of money if he developed a vaccine or paid for it.
Oh, here we go. Bill Gates, vaccine conspiracies targeting Dr. Fauci and me are unfortunate and hurt public trust. So there must be something to it. Fact check, Bill Gates is not responsible for COVID-19. That's from Reuters.
Yeah. Well, I think somebody, I don't even know where it came from, but someone did say, I think, that Bill Gates created coronavirus so that he could profit off of. Yeah.
About population. What it is I just am looking it up right now. There are claims about population control.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, that they were trying to attack.
First of all, do a little bit of research, because the Gates Foundation has done more to keep people alive.
Bill Gates has been quoted and has been heard saying the same thing that I say all the time. If the world is to survive, then the population, the flexibility, the freedom to have as many children as you want has to stop. Because the world will not survive with the growth that is continuing every year.
Well, and our natural resources are just...
You can't feed all these people. You can't control them. I mean, the reason there's so much protesting and disease is because we can't even find good police officers. You can't find good people, even though they're... You know, the fact... somebody said something to me last night that really annoyed me. There's a woman who runs a trucking firm that I use to haul my tractors and stuff around when they're out of state. She said that they can't find drivers anymore because the drivers have figured out that they can make as much as $1,100 a week on unemployment the way things work now. What country pays people $1,100 a week not to work? Truck drivers in Kentucky and Tennessee.
How is that possible? Because even maybe is she adding in the $600 pandemic insurance that ran out at the end of July?
I don't know what they're doing. But she says that she had three drivers. They have 12 trucks and they have about 30 drivers. And three of them have stayed home because they can make $1,100 a week, which is the average truck driver who doesn't own his own rig. If he works 7 days a week, the maximum number of hours, can make from $1,000 to $1,200 a week.
Well, then I guess I'm moving to Massachusetts because I've been on unemployment.
No, it's
two
not
times.
Massachusetts. It's Kentucky. That's where the headquarters are of this trucking company.
Well, then I'm not moving to Kentucky. I would move to Massachusetts. I'm not moving to Kentucky.
Right.
But that's
Speaking.
The thing. I've been on unemployment two
that's
times.
Crazy.
My husband was unemployed
I've
last
never
year,
done it, but,
and
yeah.
the most that you can get was $450 a week, and
right.
that's and then you still have to pay tax right. on that. I've never even heard of that. That's crazy.
Of Massachusetts. Massachusetts apparently has the lowest number of cases, new cases, in the last week, down 10% to almost zero new cases. Only 627 cases exist in the state. I thought it was pretty good. The American Family Farmer is a show that I do every week. Podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And we begin usually with agriculture news, and then I talk with people who are experts. We were lauding the food banks and the egg farmers who are giving so many eggs to the food banks around the country. We met a woman in a recent conversation who runs an animal sanctuary down in Florida. She's got 250 animals that she's saved. Really kind of cool. Donkeys and monkeys and horses, a real combination. It's a great story if you want to hear it. Listen in, tune in, listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Three past the hour here on the DJV program. There is a very interesting event going on this weekend. YouTube Music and the National Independent Venue Association, also known as NIVA, is going to kick off a virtual music festival called Save Our Stages Fest, or SOS Fest. The effort here is to save independent concert venues around the country, raising money for NIVA's Emergency Relief Fund. The venues have been shut down, of course, because of the situation with COVID. So this SOS Fest is going to stream live, and it won't cost anything, on NIVA's official YouTube channel, featuring original performances from 25 of the most interesting concert venues across the country. So here to talk about it and to explain what's going on and how you can enjoy it is Ali Rivera, who's the head of live music at YouTube. This sounds like quite an undertaking. Did you organize this, Ali?
I did, along with a really great, wonderful team on my side and with the NIVA team.
So under the circumstances, the number of people who can participate are unlimited, which is kind of a good thing. Who's going to be there, and what would we expect by when we tune in to the YouTube channel or I'm sure there's going to be other coverage of this because it's got so many great people in it. So who's there, first of all?
Yeah, so we have 35 incredible musicians, and like you said, they're coming together to preserve the infrastructure of these storied, iconic venues that have been around for generations. Literally, if their walls could talk, they would.
Yes.
We are so proud. There's a really big diversity in terms of lineup across genres. They span decades. So we have, as you mentioned, a lot of, you know, a lot of the artists you mentioned, Miley Cyrus, Leon Bridges, Brittany Howard, the list is, it goes on. And there's also special guests that we have not announced yet that you can only see when you tune in.
All right. So that's a good teaser, as a matter of fact. You're good at that. Nothing wrong with giving people a little tease. Come and you will find more. The smaller music venues are the ones that intrigue me. I see Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters had some interesting things to say. So describe these venues and how you decided on the ones, because they are all representing different parts of the business, but they're all in jeopardy, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that we were really thoughtful in terms of making sure we were inclusive of venues across the country. We wanted to spotlight some of the venues that just had these, again, really iconic history and stories to tell. And we didn't want artists to travel right now with COVID, so we were making sure we picked venues for artists were based. That was a big part of it as well. And there's a lot of artists that have a strong connection to a specific music venue because they might have started out there. So we really tried to look at, you know, who is in each city and who would feel passionate about performing at one of these venues again. And so that's kind of how our lineup came together.
Yeah, I think this is, I'm a music person. We talk a lot about music on this program. And certainly this is a new organization, though, to me. And it's nice to see. There seems to be a lot of concern in the business for those who are in the business. Is that a fair, that doesn't sound like double talk. There are a lot of people who are hurting because you can't go out and, you know, you can't be performing on the road. So people are just out and they're hurting, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Neva, I've been so impressed by Neva. They have come together to form this coalition in 6 short months, really. They came together because of the pandemic, and mm-hmm. they've grown to 2,800 members strong. All of the emergency relief fund is really distributed out to, you know, not just the participating venues in our festival, but to all of the venues that really like need it the most. And it's really going towards the crew and the staff and the venues and, you know, all of the different pieces, all the individual pieces that really make up these music venues. Exactly.
All right. So this is going to be Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th, Sunday the 18th. There must be a website. Well, you're going to go to SOS Fest on YouTube, right? Find it there. If you'll find the performances there, you can find out more information, I'm guessing, there as well. Is that right, Allie?
That's right. So you can go to youtube.com/Neva, where the stream will be, and it will also be on each of the artists' official channels.
All right. It's N-I-V-A. Don't miss SOS Fest this weekend on YouTube Music. Thanks to Allie Rivera, ahead of live music at YouTube, for the update and the information about what's going on Friday through Sunday on YouTube.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.